Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to early retirement. Now, I know what you're thinking, early retirement, that sounds great, but how do I even get there? Well, believe me, it starts with a lot more than just saving money. It starts with the way you treat yourself. And today, we're diving deep into self-compassion, learning to be your own best friend, even when life throws you curveballs. Ever feel like you're putting pressure on yourself to be perfect? You know that feeling. Striving for this impossible ideal and beating yourself up when you fall short? It happens to the best of us. But what if I told you there's a better way? A way to navigate life with more grace, kindness, and understanding towards yourself? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. It's like giving yourself a warm hug when things get tough, offering a gentle word of encouragement instead of harsh criticism. And trust me, it makes a world of difference in your journey towards financial independence. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion. First up, acknowledge that you're human. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and feel overwhelmed sometimes. It's part of the beautiful tapestry of life. Accepting this reality is the foundation of self-compassion. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer someone you care about. Imagine telling your best friend, "Don't worry, everyone makes mistakes. Just learn from this one and move on." Next, practice mindful self-awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice negative self-talk creeping in, gently acknowledge it, but don't engage with it. Instead, try replacing those critical thoughts with more compassionate ones. Remember, your inner voice has immense power. Choose to use it for good. Thirdly, be kind to yourself, especially during challenging times. Life throws curveballs, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. Give yourself permission to feel your emotions fully without judgment. Allow yourself space to grieve, to process, and to heal. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Fourth, focus on your strengths and celebrate your achievements. We often get caught up in what we haven't done or what we could be doing better. But it's crucial to recognize your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Take a moment to appreciate the amazing things you've already accomplished. You deserve to feel proud of yourself. Finally, remember that progress is not always linear. There will be ups and downs, moments of triumph, and moments of struggle. That's perfectly normal. Be patient with yourself, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. You're capable of amazing things. Think about a time when you were really hard on yourself. Maybe you didn't achieve a goal or made a mistake that felt huge. How did that self-criticism affect you? Did it motivate you to do better, or did it just make you feel worse and less likely to try again? Chances are, the harsh self-talk didn't help much. It probably only amplified your feelings of stress and disappointment. Now imagine approaching that same situation with a little more kindness and understanding. You might say something like, "Okay, I didn't quite nail this one, but that's all right. Everyone makes mistakes. What can I learn from this experience? How can I do better next time?" See the difference? That shift in mindset can be truly powerful. Remember, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to be kind to yourself along the way. But trust me, it's worth it. When you treat yourself with kindness and understanding, you unlock a whole new level of confidence, resilience, and joy. And that's what it's all about, right? Living a fulfilling life on your own terms. So, go out there today and be kind to yourself. You deserve it, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from a little more self-compassion in their lives. Let's spread the love, and if you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. It helps others find the podcast and join our growing community of early retirement enthusiasts. Until next time, stay awesome, keep striving, and remember to treat yourself with kindness. See ya!
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.